In Parshat Vayera, we start with the first seven makris. The altar of Kelm said that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Chiv of Yitzias Mitzrayim, just learned about now, that the Chiv to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Yorim, it's because all Yitzayidus in Hashkafa for all of eternity can be learned out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no Yitzayid that you can't learn out. There's no Lekach that can't be learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's maybe you could say that shot in Blaz Ben Azayah that said, "Lezachisi shetiyom Yitzias Mitzrayim balele isad shadorsh ben Zema." The question is pashut. So who told you that b'chal is a chiv? If Ben Zema wasn't derish it, so how do you b'chal know that there's a chiv? And the Torah says because Yitzias Mitzrayim, it has to be that you have to mask Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is something which is one of the Yisoidos Emunah, like the Ramban at the end of next week's parasha, and that is Masber. That's the chiv to be Masker. That's all of our Yom Tovim are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. How many mitzvahs are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's tefillin and tzitzis and mezuzah and all these things are has to be that also at night. Just to focus on one of the makis, Tzvardeya. So it says Vatala Tzvardeya Alayis Mitzrayim, and Rashi says Chazal from Chazal that was Tzvardeya Achas. Was one Tzvardeya that they hit it, and as soon as they hit it, it started spraying out little Tzvardim, little frogs, and they kept on hitting it, and more came out. So the question everybody asks is, so stop hitting it, stop hitting it. So I wanted to focus on maybe two answers that I've heard when we get to this, that are big, you say this, in relationships and in life in general. The first one is that when the person gets caught up, he gets angry and he's upset about something, then he can't think rationally. You're right. In Echanami, they knew what they were doing is really destroying them. But nevertheless, they were so caught up and so upset about it, and it was so in their face, that despite the fact that subconsciously they knew that this is something that's gonna ruin them, that's gonna override them, nevertheless, they kept on hitting it. Terif nafshari ba'apoi. It says that somebody that's koyiv, he gets angry, then he first loses himself. He loses himself totally, and he can't think rationally, and a person can't alter outside the Mashal Kai. So there's no way that you can speak rationally with a person when they're upset. You could show them 100 reasons why they're wrong and there's no reason to be upset, and the whole thing is a tarius in the first place, and they're just not there. So Kol HaKoyis Kilo Eved Aved Azara. Chazal actually don't say that exact lashon. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says Yehi Be'ein of Kilo Eved Aved Azara. And what does that mean? What does it mean that it should be Eved? I know many people that get angry, and I don't think any of those people would be Eved Aved Azara. Why are Chazal Mashveh? And to a certain extent the reason is because when a person loses himself, when a person is kayis and he totally loses himself, then there's nothing that he won't do. He throws a tantrum. Tantrums could be with 2-year-olds, and tantrums could be with 30-year-olds or 50-year-olds. And a person gets upset and they totally lose themselves, then they can't think rationally and they get stuck in the rut, and there's nothing, you can't get them out until they get themselves out, until there's some way to pull them out, then they get stuck there. I think that's a story for life, really. That many people, they get stuck in a rut. They get stuck somewhere. This is the way that we do things. This is the way. And it could be that they know that this is maybe not the best way. And they know that maybe this, at the end of the day, is going to run them into the mud. But nevertheless, this is the way that we do things. And this is the way. And you try to rationalize with them. And you try to explain to them, this is maybe not the right thing to do. But no. This is what do you mean? This is what they did. The mom and this is Zegitin. The Baba and this is Zegitin. I hear. My son told me, somebody told me he was by somebody's house, and the person took off the chalom pot from the blech. I think it wasn't Shabbos. It wasn't from the blech. It was from I think it was a hot plate or something. There's no blech. There was no anything. And if you're not planning on taking off the chalom, it's not a problem. You're not gonna have to put it back. Not a problem. Now he took it off already, and there's no. So the person there said, maybe we'll just put down a blech. The Baba Nishta Zegitin, bang, he puts it back down. Okay, the Baba didn't have a crack, but also, don't make a difference. That's the way we do things, that's the way. Besayder, but you have the chance, okay? Maybe. It's alright. But, it's not so pashit. People, they get into a certain rut, and that's the way they do things, and it's when they get to relationships. this is a certain relationship that a person has either with their children or with a spouse or with a neighbor or with a, and they try explaining to them, they try doing things in a certain way, and that's just the, and it's not working. And a year goes by and 2 years go by and 3 years goes by and it's not working. And a person is just stuck in the relationship and they have to push it, see that they need another way out. This often happens, I think very often, is with, interestingly enough, people that suffer a certain way because their parents acted a certain way, very often they'll act the same way as the next generation. And they're not able to pull themselves out of it, even though they know how much they suffered themselves. But they can't pull themselves out of it, and they do the exact same thing, and they put themselves in the situation. You're stuck in it, and you can't, it's not the Indian of Kas, but it's that Indian of getting stuck in something, the kilo, this is the way that we do it, and a person has to, last night I was by Night Seder, and the Rav of the Shul, who I hadn't seen up until then, he started a shir at 10 o'clock, Shavim shir. I wasn't ready for it. The truth is that my chavrusa just came back last night from Adi Bidud after 10 days, so finally had our first night there, and at 10 o'clock he gets up and starts talking. So, Pashat al-Takarot ha-Toyev and Adi Bizoyin, I wasn't going to leave in the middle, or after he started. It says by Bintis of Time, it says by that we have to Gera Yisab Arzai. And Chazal say they were Achsanya B'Shas Adchak. That means Mitzrayim, where they threw us into the Or, we have Akara Satev for them because they're Achsanya B'Shas Adchak. Just the Indian of Akara Satev goes that vite that even though the person could have mamish done terrible things, but if there was Etvas, there was something there that you gained from, and Akara Satev, certainly this is the Rav's Shrum, I wasn't going to leave. Kitzer spoke. And then the first asked me, do you know Yiddish? Maybe that was the way out. But I wasn't couldn't lie either. Kitzer, one of the stories that he said, an interesting story. He said, and the Mamish brings on this point, he said that there was a couple that he was involved with, that the wife came and said that the husband Mamish does not compliment her in anything that she does. No good words, no nothing. Kitzer, they go to speak to the husband. The husband says, I'll tell you the truth, it's true. It's just, that's the way that I grew up. I saw that my father never said a good word to my mother. And I never saw it, so I'm not used to it. I don't know how to do it. The first he said is that we see this thing. That he knows, this is where it came from, this is what he saw by his parents' house. That's what he continues. It's not the best idea. Nevertheless, that's what a person gets into it. It could be that's also, it's not his fault, because that's the way that he was mechonech, the sinner. But the Pelotek part is the second part. And that is, what did they do about the situation? They went over to the woman. This is totally parenthetical because it has nothing to do with this you say. But it's fair. They went over to the woman. They asked her, what's the story? What do you want? What would you like him to do? Start saying, compliment for things they do. What are the things that you do that you want him to compliment? They asked her. She gave a whole list, 10 things. I make his bed in the morning. I give him food. I don't know. List of 10 different things that she does. And they wrote them down on a piece of paper. And they gave it to the guy. And the guy, at the end of the day, he would read off of the paper. The food was amazing. My bed, it was nice that the bed was there. Thank you so much for it. Kids, and they went back to the woman afterwards, after I don't know how many days it was, and they asked her, how's it going? Ah, it's much better already. Really, it's much better. The problem is that a person feels good. Okay, maybe they had other issues, I'm not sure. But the yisoid is definitely an embassy yisoid. That everybody wants to hear a good word. Everybody wants to hear a good word. And it could be a good word that's read off of a piece of paper. A person likes to hear a good word, and it means so much. And to give it is giving a person life. It's giving it tremendous. So a person, when their relationships and their a person can be in a chabura. This is the chabura that we're in. So this is where we're gonna stay here. We're not gonna. You don't think about it anymore. You cruise control. That's what's the right thing to do. Maybe it's not the best thing for you. Maybe you're battling. Maybe your chabura is not a good chabura. So maybe you could be doing better somewhere else with chulu. No, this is what we're doing. This is what we're in, and that's where we're gonna go. That's the first yisoid. Not to get caught up in it. The best thing is to do is to go to someone else. Go to somebody else that can see from the outside, and is not stuck in the rut, is not stuck inside the mud, and ask them, no, help me out. Help me out of my situation. Maybe you could help me from, it's always somebody on the, and that's not, that has no negias, that's not involved. They could usually see much better than the person who's stuck in the situation. That's the first yisoid. The second yisoid is one that I heard from Reb Shimon Olster Shlita. He said that, He said, when they, the Vatala Tzvardeya, why did they keep on hitting the Tzvardeya? He says, the first person hit it, and the Tzvardeya went, frogs went flying all over. So his neighbor says, give it to me, I could do it. I could do it. And he hits another, no, I could do it. I could do it. Each person thinks, I could do it, I could do it. Right? That's the Yisrael for life. Is that it's not always what you, your ideas and your things are the best. And if everybody else did it and they tried doing it and they're not being matzliach, then also could very well be they're not being matzliach. Not to put you down and not to. And in a chanami, there's only one person that got the chisun, two companies that got the chisun for the corona just because there are hundreds tried and whatever. Doesn't mean that. But the yisoid is the yisoid. That is that not every time that a person, not every svara of yours is the best svara. And there's other different, there's other ways of doing things. It's not just my way of doing things. If we don't do it my way, then it's not going to happen. That's the state a person has. If it's not going to be done the way that I like to do it, then it's not worth it. It's not going to be, whether the house is not going to be run that way, or the school is not going to be run that way, or the chabur is not going to be run that way, or whatever. Like I heard from Resh Chabur yesterday, he was saying that, somebody was saying that people are complaining they're going too fast, and people are complaining they go too slow. He says, oh, that's why I know I'm going to the exact right pace. Yeah, some people go like this, some people go like that. There's a different way, there's a different halakh. Not everybody is, goes fast like you, and everybody goes slow like you. And there's another way to do things. And a person shouldn't always put himself into the box and say, think this is the only way to do it. Bifrat when it involves relationships, bifrat when it involves other people, your eitz is not v'ahu l'basar echad means that there's ideas from one side and ideas from other side, and you make them into uniform, you make them into one. You take the me and you switch it, the me and the me, and you switch it into a we. You flip it upside down, and you make a totally new entity. Is the there's nothing more polar opposites, I think, than a man and a woman. But that's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. They should each one take their ma'ala, each one take their way of looking at things, and merge it into one, into one one blend. Basar echad, and that's how it is in all relationships. Should be that way. It's not to hear the other person's side. Not to very often when a person hears somebody that somebody else is saying, they're only listening to it to be able to answer back. Not bad to integrating it, especially with Chavrusa. Lavdaf, right? He's saying you have a question. So you said your pshat. Once you said your pshat, that's it. You're kind of the answer to this question. So you don't even hear the other person. Chavrusa has a pshat also. So you just listen to your Chavrusa's pshat. You're not going to say, you know, listen to Chavrusa's pshat, so, you know, just to show him exactly where he's wrong. Doesn't, maybe not. Maybe, like they say, the best idea is to see whether or not to switch around the pshat to him. You start arguing your Chavrusa's pshat, and he argues your pshat. See if you can do it. See if, but that yisoid is to a chacham who's loymed mikol adam. It's not just him, it's not just your idea, it's not just your way of things. When you see other people's mahalchim in doing it, besides for the derech eretz of listening to somebody else, very often you'll end up better off than if you would have just listened to your own eitzah in the first place.